It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and you're hearing sounds there, of course, from center court and the other courts at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in Queens, New York, now down to its final four. And this year on the women's side, you'll only find Americans among the contenders. Number nine, Venus Williams, is facing off against Sloane Stephens, who you just heard there in the sound in the Sloane age. And the number 20 seed, Coco Vandeweghe, will play Madison Keys, who's ranked 15th at the tournament. Joining me for a breakdown of this All-American semifinal is Lindsay Gibbs, sports reporter at Think Progress. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. And let's take these semifinals match by match just for a minute here. Talk about Sloane Stephens versus the veteran Venus Williams.
Well, obviously, Venus gets all of the experience points here. She's been in so many Grand Slam semifinals throughout her year, though not at the U.S. Open in about 15 years. But we're going to see Sloane Stephens. It's going to be a real battle of defense versus offense. Both players can play both, but Venus has this powerful forehand, really aggressive game, and she likes the short points, whereas Sloane Stephens is a really great defender.
I mean, having been in so many semifinals and finals at the U.S. Open and in Grand Slams has to be advantage Williams.
Absolutely. I think also Sloane Stephens is just coming back from injury. She never expected to be here so soon. She just started winning matches a few weeks before the U.S. Open after taking 10 months off of the tour due to a foot injury. So I think that you're going to really see Venus is the one who expected to be here. Venus is the one who has made two other Grand Slam finals this year, and she's obviously the veteran.
And then on the other side of the ladder, Coco Vandeweghe versus Madison Keys. What are we looking for there?
Power, power, power. These two players, they're very good friends. They know each other very well. They played some great matches this summer in the U.S. Open series leading up to the U.S. Open. And both players have huge forehands and just go for their shots. I think you're going to see a lot of line painting. And you might see some errors as some nerves get in as they're playing for a spot for both of them, their first Grand Slam final.
Now, Lindsay Gibbs, we've talked a little bit in the past about American dominance, especially in women's tennis. But this is utter dominance. This is four Americans in the semifinals with room for nobody else. What's going on here?
Well, you know what? It's just really exciting to see all these players hitting their stride at the same time. With the younger players, Sloane and Madison and Coco, they've all had potential. They've all made Grand Slam semifinals at different points. But this summer, I think you saw all of their talents really coming out and them all peaking at the right time. They're all three healthy. They're all three experienced. At this point, they have all been to a Grand Slam semifinal before. So it's just really neat to see these players come into their own on the biggest stage in front of their home crowd.
Does this say that women's professional tennis is the American game right now, or am I taking it too far?
You know what? I think that right this second, absolutely, but it's still an incredibly global game, and that's the strength of the sport. You know, you have personalities coming from all over the world. You have talent. I mean, the top five, the top 10 is still filled with international stars, and this isn't going to be another era where I think slam after slam you're going to have four Americans in the semifinals like it was with Capriati and Davenport and the Williams sisters. However, this is a great sign for the future, and there's reason to be optimistic about the future for all of these women.
The semifinal on the women's side, four Americans facing off against one another, and I can predict it will be an All-American final and an American champion on the women's side. Lindsay Gibbs, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Lindsay Gibbs, sports reporter at Think Progress.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.